Everyone, please start the deep bellows breathing. And listening to the resonance of the deep soham. Everyone, give rise to bodhicitta. The essence of spiritual life arises in the recognition and realization of the vast energies that arise within one's mind and body. This is the simple essence of meditation. Sitting quietly and turning within. And illuminating that landscape. The qualities of the self are oceanic. And the spiritual life arises in the dynamic tension between the arising of the individual and the presence of the vast and endless sea. They arise one within the other, and this is a miracle. Recognizing this point is the awakening. The key to the practice is the breath. Infinite consciousness arises in the breath. The vitality of your very life arises in the breath. It should be clearly understood, without confusion, that it is the realization and recognition of the true reality of the breath that holds the key. Thus, spiritual practice can be broken down into, for all intents and purposes, just a few categories. Sitting quietly, deeply internalized, sitting like a mountain, listening to the resonance of the soham. Sitting quietly like a mountain, listening to the resounding resonance of the soham while sitting near the teacher. Sitting quietly, like a mountain, in deep solitude, listening to the resounding resonance of the soham. Sitting in solitude for a short time, sitting in solitude for a long time, following the soham through the formation of being, the formation of self that holds the mystery of this simultaneously arising individual and this simultaneously arising ocean of consciousness, that secret lies within you. Listening to the resounding resonance of the Soham while in a multitude of people. Listening to Soham going about the activities of your life. This carries you past the facade of countless formation. Tonight you are practicing the Soham, sitting near the teacher. Tomorrow you will practice Soham in your daily meditation, in your home. It will be different but the same. By doing this, you will begin to perceive, clearly recognize, and realize the countless formations of forces and powers of the creation that arise to express infinite universes and arise and express the individual that is your nature. You have to place your attention where the key to the secret is. It's so easy to be distracted by this or that. Soham carries the paradox of the one inside the many. No matter how you look at it, this is what must be penetrated. If you follow the multitude, you will never come through to the other side. You will go around and around forever. It is looking for the point of penetration that gives you the capacity to leap. From the physical to the prana, to the causal, to the supracausal, to the atmic. You will see that there is one time, one place. It is empty and without quality. And you will see yourself arising in 1,000, 100,000 places at once. It's so subtle, so close. By sitting and listening to the Soham near the teacher, you catch the virus of that Bhairava. And then by sitting in deep solitude for a long time or a short time, that Bhairava is realized. The fact is, the nature of consciousness is binary. It's the quality of the flow of the breath, the flow of the Soham that gives you the key of continuousness. You must gain the ability of sitting deeply within yourself, as yourself, without fear, without need for distraction. As the landscape of your being becomes clarified, becomes realized. The totality of self is born. Everything is inside you. Period. It is the vibration of the Soham that most swiftly opens the profound and mysterious inner channels of being that grants the true vision of self. Allows you to penetrate the drop and become the ocean. It is very, very subtle. At the same time, it's a fruit in your hand. Simply the ability to cycle the deep soham irresistibly throughout being, resonating and vibrating all four bodies, will produce an irresistible force of awakening and realization. The mind will stop. And the constant spewing of imaginative formation will come to an end. This is the deep light. This is the ancient way. This is how it's done. This is how it's always been done. An endless dream brought about by the collision of the forces of creation. But in this way, you wake up inside the dream. That's the difference. The chronicles of the travelers of the spiritual life are filled with stories of people that have drawn from the world and sat in deep solitude. Plunging within, incredible force, not moving from a place for years or eons. That's one form of practice. Sitting quietly, turning within, listening to the soham, in the cycling of the deep bellows breathing. Gazing into the totality of being. There are also stories of spiritual heroes coming into contact with the teacher for a single instant. In that one instant of sitting near, they realize everything. The totality is transferred in a fraction of a second. Stories of fishermen, rug weavers, people making pottery, grinding grain, one day disappearing as a rainbow. That's how it is. It is simple. It is direct. It is not complicated. It is very profound. Plunging into the depth of self with the steadiness that a slate tile dropped at the surface of the ocean irresistibly flows to the bottom. If you employ these four occasions of practice, everything will happen. The occasion of practice while sitting near the teacher. The occasion of practice while sitting in solitude. The occasion of practice while moving through the throng of the population of the world. The occasion of practice by living out the day-to-day aspects of the responsibilities of your life. These are four occasions. If they are attended to with unflagging attention, your realization is near. It's when one's attention is caught by the glittering light on the surface that confusion arises. And then one day, either near or far, you will awaken. You will simply wake up. You understand your breath and the soham to be a tool of excavation by which one forges into the absolute empty essence of yourself. At this time, in this place, it really is the fastest way. Understood correctly, one can become completely realized in the space between one inhale and one exhale. It's the space between the breaths where all binding of time disappears. Once you get the hang of it, it's quite exhilarating. dedication.
Om Swaha.